Hey all, Chris Bassett here, and this is the I Drank Too Much This Weekend podcast. Buckle up for some funny stories, some dirty jokes. I'm going to be doing a lot of unnecessary mansplaining. I'm a total shit show because I have zero boundaries. Oh yeah, I'm definitely getting canceled. Let's get into the pod. So I'm going to tell the time about when I rolled my truck. So I was seeing a girl, she lived in Iowa City, I think, Iowa Falls. Anyway, this was around Valentine's Day, and so I'd spent the night at her place, and I was coming back home, and this was the next day at like 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and it had just snowed the night before, so the roads were real icy, and I was taking the... like the long way home. I didn't take the interstate. I was taking like it's Black Hawk T23 or something, which is a really windy highway. And I remember the speed limit was clearly posted at 40 miles an hour. So I'm doing like 60. And I just remember I was coming around this corner where it was clearly icy. I had four-wheel drive on the truck. And I figured, I'm fucking good. Four-wheel drive, I'm invincible. Well, not exactly, dickhead. Because, so as I'm coming around this corner, the back end slides out on the truck. I overcorrect, and I slide the other way. And I do like a U-turn, like in the middle of the highway. And I just remember, like, the back end of the truck swinging around, and the snowplow had just got done shoveling, so the snow was all piled up on the edges of the highway, created like a 3-foot snow drift. And as I slid around sideways, both tires hit that, and just immediately the truck just flipped and went rolling down the hill. So it was this pretty steep embankment. And I just remember as I'm rolling over, you know, in my mind, it was like, ah, fucking, here we go. And so I had, as I'm rolling over, I have like a cup of change that I keep on the console, just like loose change for a car wash or for whatever. And I just remember, like, it was the best fucking literal money shot because the change as I'm rolling just fucking blasts me in the face. And my phone and everything else was tumbling around the cab of the truck. And I rolled down this hill, and the truck stops on the driver's side. So kind of get my bearings. And I wasn't wearing a seatbelt because I'm fucking invincible, so I did roll around the cab of the truck, and I find my shit, I pick up the my phone, turn the truck off, pull the keys out, and then I have to climb up and out the passenger side door, so make my way up, open it up, jump out, and I jump out of the truck and into the snow below. And it's like a 3-foot snow drift. So the snow comes up to about a little above my knees. I'm like, oh, fuck. So I'm kind of looking around, and there's a house that I'm in the front yard of this house. And it looks pretty dilapidated. There's like a bunch of like broke down vehicles out in front. It's pretty white trashy looking. Like there's junk everywhere. And so I'm like, well, my phone's not working. It was either dead or didn't have a signal or something. So I go walking into the house, or up to the house, walk up to the house, and their door is open. And they have the screen door closed, but the regular, like, wood door is open. And I can see in the house, and it's an elderly lady, like, cooking on the stove. And I knock, I say, hello, excuse me, I just had an accident in your front yard. Can I use the phone, or can I charge my phone? And as soon as I knock on the door, like, all these dogs come running, like, 7 fucking dogs come running at the door, from, like, golden retrievers to chihuahuas to beagles. So all these dogs bargaining. So the old lady's like, what? And I said, I need to, you know, use a phone or borrow your phone. I had an accident. And she starts walking over to the door. She's like, get down, Jimmy. Get down, Joni. Get down, Pookie. All these fucking dogs. And she's like, come on in, honey. So I step inside, and the dogs are jumping all over me. And so her she's there with someone else. And so she yells to the back room to Tony. Hey, Tony, get in here. So her, apparently her son, like a 40-year-old son, comes out. And he's like, what's going on? And I said, well, I rolled my truck. And I can't, you know, use my phone's dead. Do you have a charger so I can call a tow truck or something? And he's like, yeah, no worries. Let me go to the back. So he goes to the back and... I'm just kind of observing the house, and the lady, they had let the dogs just fucking piss everywhere. So there's puddles of pee and poop all over the floor, and you know the snow is now starting to melt off my my jeans, and it's kind of puddling up on the floor, and I'm like, I'm sorry, I'm making a mess. She's like, oh, don't even worry about it, baby. Like, yeah, I'm obviously you're not too concerned. So Tony comes back and he's like, hey man, there's a charger. So I hook up the charger, plug it in the wall. And while we're letting my phone charge, you know, we're kind of talking, and Tony says to me, he's like, yeah, man, I just got done doing a few months in prison. I'm like, oh, okay. And he's like, yeah, I was selling a bunch of meth and they got me. Oh, okay, well, that's what happens when you sell drugs, I guess. It's against the law. So he's like, yeah, they won't let me, my ex won't let me see my wife for Christmas. And, you know, I bought him an Xbox, and this is not fair. And he's like, Ma, where's the potatoes? So they're cooking lunch, and he's, like, screaming at his mother to finish making the mashed potatoes on the stove. So she's cooking. And he's like, well, let me see how bad the truck is, man. So we go out and we kind of are taking a look from it. And he's like, oh, hell, we don't need no tow truck. My friend Mitch, he's got a tractor. He'll pull you out. You know, I know that at this point I'm like, sure, why not? We'll see what Mitch can do. And my phone's charged by that time. And so I give the girlfriend a call, the girl that I was seeing, give her a call. And I'm like, hey, Taylor, can you come over to this address, you know, pick me up, because I don't think my truck, you know, I'm not getting home today, even if Mitch does pull it out or whatever. There's still a tow ban, so because of the weather, they weren't having tow trucks come out until the day after, so I'd at least need to stay another night. And Tony disappears for a while, and Grandma finishes making lunch, and she's like, you want any lunch, honey? I'm like, no, it's... I'm good, thank you. And so Tony comes back and he's like, hey man, I found these. And I'm like, okay. And it's like a little pair of handcuffs, like tiny pair of handcuffs. And he's like, give me your fingers. I said, what? He's like, give me your fingers. I put my fingers out and he puts these tiny handcuffs on my fingers. And I'm like, all right. And he's like, those are for you. I'm like, okay, that's fucking weird. Whatever. I just, thanks, man. So we go out to the truck, and by that time, the girlfriend pulls up. So we're all standing outside, and Mitch shows up. Man, Mitch doesn't have a tractor. He just has, like, a four-wheel drive Chevy. So from where the road is down to where my pickup rolled, it's probably, like, 100 yards from the access point from their driveway to this place. And so, well, guess what? You get to shovel. So I grab a shovel and I just start fucking shoveling like a madman, 3 foot deep snow, about like 10 feet wide path for like 100 feet. And so going, and then that way when Mitch pulls down with his truck and they grab like some rope and a chain or two, and we hook it to the side of my pickup. And I'm like, hey guys, you know, they pulled up so fucking close to the pickup that if when my truck does like flip back over to the wheels, it's gonna land on top of their truck. Fucking rednecks. So I'm like, no, you guys need to back up just a little bit. And so they back up, and then, you know, we hook it up, and Mitch gives her hell, and you know, bam, and the truck flips over, and it's leaking oil and shit. I'm like, god damn it. So I get in my truck, and I see if it'll start up. It fires up. So I drive it up to their driveway, And it seems to be running fine. It just seems like when it was on its side, the oil was basically coming, you know, since it was on its side, it was leaking out of the oil fill and down the block and stuff. And so, you know, I tell the girlfriend, hey, thanks for coming out. I think I'm going to try to drive it home. And I make sure, you know, I gave Tony and Mitch, you know, all the money I had in my wallet. I really appreciate them helping. I gave them $100 or whatever. I said, you know, thanks, guys. I really appreciate you. You really helped me out. And so I tell everybody goodbye and I start heading home. And it's like an hour and a half drive. And the roof, the roof is now caved in. So I'm driving the truck and both side view mirrors are snapped off. And it's dented up pretty good. And the roof is like actually caved in by a foot or two. And it's like shoving my head down. So I got to drive like a fucking hunchback the whole way home. I get home and, you know, look it over and the next day. It's fine. So, I did like a pretty basic fix to it. I call it like the redneck fix. I put my feet up on the hood or on the roof of the truck and then I pushed, pop, and I popped the roof back to, a reasonable shape. And then I just take like some Flex Seal and some duct tape and fix the mirrors. And I ended up going to the junkyard getting replacement parts. And now the truck looks really good because I went ahead and I had the windshield replaced. And then I used tractor paint and some Bondo. And I did a hell of a job. So body work is done. Looks really good. But flipping the truck during Valentine's Day was a lot of fun. Oh yeah, also about the truck, when I did get back and I tried to file an insurance claim, I didn't have full coverage on the truck. I had just dropped the coverage down to comprehensive, and my insurance company is State Farm. And so I was talking to the agent about, you know, what's covered, what's not, and basically everything is covered except for like accidents due to weather. So if I would have hit a deer, like a deer would have jumped out in front of me, or, you know, something, or another motorized vehicle would have hit me, I'd have been covered. So yeah, so I didn't get to make the claim on the insurance, so I lost out on the whatever the, because they had totaled the truck. I think it would have done like $4,000 worth of damage. So yeah, I just had to pay for do all the repairs myself. And like I said, I still drive it every day, so it's good to go. So something else I was going to talk about was like mental health and some of the, like, for example, one guy I work with, he has problems, right? I mean, he has good days and he has bad days, but if he doesn't take his medication, holy shit, he's in another world. And it's just getting worse and worse when you see the deterioration from what he thinks is reality versus what reality actually is. And it's pretty funny, like, you know, we'll be talking and when he takes his meds, you know, he's on top of his game. Clear statements. He's focused. You can really tell. And when he doesn't, you know, he'll have conversations in his head, which are so delusional. He thinks people are out to get him and everyone's going to ruin his life. And it's like, no one's talking to you, man. And so I'll just catch him like staring up at the ceiling, like staring at lights. And then he'll come over and he'll be like fucking drooling. He'll be like, hey, Chris, man, they're out to get me. I know they are. And I'm like, what are you even talking about? And he's like, they're out. They want to get my job, trying to get me fired. Everyone's against me. I'm like, okay, cool, man. You and the fucking, I'm like, just promise me one thing. When you do come into this place and you fucking shoot it up, right? Just let me know the day before. Just give me a heads up. Be like, hey, Chris, don't come into work tomorrow because tomorrow's the day, man. It's the day it happens. I'm like, just fucking give me a heads up is all I ask. And speaking of mental illness, yeah, I'm pretty fucked up. So have you ever pissed or shit on somebody? Wait, okay, so let me give you a little context on that. Like, I think it's funny. So this is like, if you are in a relationship or, you know, you're taking a shower, we don't even say relationship, we'll just say you're taking a shower with a girl, right? What do you guys do? Do you just piss all over her, or is that just me? I don't. So I thought it was funny taking a shower with the girlfriend, and you know, I like to look at him in the face, and then I was just peeing on her leg and then seeing if she would notice. And then you can smell it. So you can smell it's like, hey, that smells like canned chicken. Like, what's that? What's that smell? And she's like, oh my God, you, what the fuck are you doing? And I'm like, I'm just marking my territory. This is mine. And I'm just, this is what I do to, you know, let everybody know that that's for me. So yeah, pissing on her leg. I didn't think it was a bad thing, but apparently she got all worked up. She's like, hey, and I said, well, we'll just wash it off. I keep trying to get her to give me a plate job. And so if you don't know what a plate job is, it's where you lay underneath like a glass table and then you watch someone shit on top of your face. So it's not as gross as like a chili dog, which is where you shit on a chick's chest and then you titty fuck her. No, that's... That's way more unhygienic. The plate job, you know, you could go over to like Bangkok, Thailand, and get those for a few bucks. But yeah, if you're into weird stuff, let me know in the comments what the weirdest thing that you've ever done sexually. All right, guys, that's it for the pod this week. Remember, if you're on Spotify, hit that link below. You can leave me a voice recording. I want to hear all the disgusting shit you got to say. Also, you can follow me on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Breaker, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, and many more. Like and subscribe. I really appreciate that shit. Until next time, later.